This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. The Evers administration planned to release the names of more than 1,000 Wisconsin businesses last Friday that had at least two employees who have tested positive for COVID-19. However, a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has prevented that from happening for the time being. Ryan Walsh is a lawyer at Eimer Stahl, LLP. He's representing the WMC in a lawsuit to stop release of businesses connected to COVID-19 cases. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me, Judith.
So, Ryan, prior to the lawsuit being filed, what was the state's approach to handling cases where employees of a business had tested positive?
Judith, they hadn't done anything, really. This goes back 3 or 4 months. There's been a back and forth with the administration about what it ought to do with the names of the businesses that it's compiled. At first, the governor said he was going to put together a dashboard where interested viewers could jump on a website and look at a list of places with quote-unquote outbreaks. He got significant pushback on that idea and backed off it and then said, well, at least I'll have to respond to public records requests. At that point, WMC responded with a letter saying even that would be unlawful because it would expose private confidential health records to the public. And the governor relented and appeared to relent anyway. In a September press conference, he said, we agree there are privacy concerns here. We're not going to do it. And then to our surprise, just the other day, we learned with less than 12 hours notice that he had once again planned on releasing the names. And that's when we sprung into action.
So I want to clarify a point there because you talked about the privacy issue, but what they were talking about doing was releasing the names of the businesses, not the names of the specific employees, correct?
Right. The problem is for the administration that under state health care privacy law, even a patient's employer is a confidential public health record. And the administration seems to recognize that because they've said, at the very least, they're not going to release the names of employers with 25 employees or fewer. Hmm. And that recognizes that at least they understand that even at a given point, if the employer is small enough, there's a risk of disclosure. But our argument is there's the same risk even with employers who have over 25 workers. You know, 25 isn't a magic number. You could easily imagine, you know, a Costco or a Home Depot put on the list and the coworkers start searching around and talking to each other and they figure out that, oh, so-and-so was out in July. Maybe so-and-so had COVID-19. And the rumor starts, and it doesn't take long for the rumor to get to the front page of the newspaper that an outbreak at a Home Depot was caused by so-and-so. The problem is that the planned release of names covers businesses that have been connected to COVID-19 going back all the way to May. This is going to cause mass confusion. People are going to think that these employers are somehow risky, that they ought to be avoided, that they have outbreaks or they're hotspots. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it could be that a restaurant makes the list because it had two servers catch the virus in July while at a beach, and those servers might not have ever come into work. They could have self-isolated. They could have self-quarantined for 14 days and then returned to work when it was safe to do so. We're arguing that for that restaurant to be put on the list is fundamentally unfair and not lawful.
We asked our listeners on Facebook whether or not the public should be told when and where businesses have confirmed COVID cases. Ezra on Facebook wrote that he doesn't believe the government should force businesses to tell. That should be a decision left to the business. I'm wondering what the WMC position is if a business wants to take that step and say, hey, we want to let our customers know that we had, you know, a couple employees with COVID-19. Fill in the date. Is that something that you would support?
Well, we fully agree that's a different issue, and that would be for the employer to assess with the employee whether that could be done lawfully. I mean, I as an individual have every right to make public my health records if I want to. So that would be between the employee and the employer. The problem here is that although we all appreciate the ability to be able to view public records, you know, WMC itself requests public records and favors government transparency. The rules apply a little differently when the government has come to obtain healthcare records. Taxpayers fund VA hospitals, but no one would argue that because taxpayers pay for those facilities, we have the right to know who was diagnosed with what at such a hospital. Mm-hmm. So there's an interplay here, and that interplay has to be considered and approached very carefully.
And briefly, we don't have a lot of time. Pam on Facebook writes, I would like to know, and the business can reassure me that they're taking precautions once COVID is detected. I have so much respect for the businesses that have a case shut down to do a thorough cleaning and follow up with employees. What would you say to someone like Pam?
Well, I'd say, Pam, WMC is urging its members and equipping its members with information to operate as safely as possible under the guidelines. And we, the consumers, the patrons of these businesses, should not assume that any particular business is riskier than another. We should take proper precautions wherever we go and not take comfort based on a list that's compiled on the basis of information that's many, many months old.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll certainly be following this story as it develops.
Thank you, Judith.
Ryan Walsh is a lawyer at Eimer Stahl LLP. He's representing Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in a lawsuit to stop release of the names of businesses connected to COVID-19 cases. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., it's the morning show. Tomorrow after 7, since the pandemic began, millions of Americans have lost their jobs and many are struggling to pay for necessities. A national reporter joins Kate Archer-Kent to explain how COVID-19 has created the current economic crisis and what the next steps are. That's tomorrow morning at 7 here on the Ideas Network. Coming up next, it's the news from NPR and WPR, and then we'll discuss the documentary The Social Dilemma. A social media and marketing professor puts it into perspective for us. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson in for Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.